This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Bruchim Habayim, Bershut Chavirim. At the end of the parasha, we have the episode of Amalek. Vayavay Amalek. And when does Amalek come? He doesn't come after the Jewish people get the Torah. He doesn't come after Yitziat Mitzrayim. Amalek comes when? After the man, after the discussion, after the Torah's description of the man, then Vayavay Amalek. Why doesn't Amalek like the man? What's his issue with the man? Why does Amalek have a problem with the man? Magen Avraham tells us that every day we should fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of remembering Amalek when we say in Ahavat Olam, V'keiravtanu l'shimcha hagadol. God, you brought us close to your great name, your great name. What does that have to do with Amalek? What does God's great name have to do with Amalek? Says Magen Avraham, Amalek wants to make God's name Ka, ki yad al kis Ka. So Hashem brought us close to his great name, to the Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the Yud Kei Vav Kei, as opposed to Amalek, who is Yad Al Kes Ka. So let's ask ourselves, why is Amalek Ki Yad Al Kes Ka? What's Amalek's issue with the full four letters of Hashem's name? The Yismach Moshe says at the end of Parshas Vishalach that the Shem Havaya, God's four-letter name, stands for Yismachu Hashamayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz. God, the heavens rejoice, the earth exalts. See, Amalek accepts that God runs the heavens. He acknowledges God is in the heavens. Mi Kashem Elokeinu Hamagbi LaShaves. He believes God is in the heavens. Hashamayim Shamayim LaShem. But Amalek says V'Ha'aretz Natan Levnei Adam. Amalek says the world is ours. God's not involved in the affairs of man. He makes a disconnect between heaven and earth. He believes in Yismuchu Hashamayim Ka. He does not believe that God is involved in the running of V'tagel Ha'aretz. So when the man comes, that demonstrates that Hashem is not only B'Shamayim and Anochi Mamtu Lechem Man Min Hashamayim, but I'm giving it Ba'aretz, that Hashem is involved in the food, in the affairs of man. That's something Amalek has a problem with. So when the man comes, Vayavay Amalek, because he's trying to make it Kiyad Al Kes Ka, because the man demonstrates, no, Yismachu Hashamayim V'Tagel Ha'aretz. What bracha do we say that was enacted when the man fell? The Gemara in Brachot tells us the first bracha of Berchat HaMazon, Hazan Et Ha'olam Kulo Bechvod Es Kol Ha'olam Kulo. In the first bracha of Berchat HaMazon, which was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara tells us Moshe composed it when the man fell down. What did Moshe write in this bracha? Ba'avur Shemo Hagadol, because of your great name. What does God's great name have to do with the man? The answer is, the man demonstrates his great name. The man demonstrates his great name. Because it demonstrates Hashem is not only Yismach HaShamayim, but is also V'Tagel Ha'aretz. And that is why, at the end of Halel Hagadol, we say, Notein Lechem L'chol Basar Ki Le'olam Chasto. Hashem gives food. Giving food is the fulfillment of Halel Hagadol. It demonstrates Hashem is not just Yismchu HaShamayim, but is also V'Tagel Ha'aretz. So when we destroy Amalek, we destroy this notion that God is only Ka, then not only will it be Yismuchu HaShamayim, it will also be V'Tagel Ha'aretz. Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakot Es Yisrael, L'Fikach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.